In the small farming town of Mendota, Latinx-owned small businesses have struggled to stay afloat and receive federal aid. FM89's Madi Bolaños talks to two restaurant owners about the challenges they've faced.
The TV station Univision plays in the background at Las Morenitas, a small Salvadorian restaurant on the town's main street. Maria Morena has owned the place with her husband Francisco for 12 years. Right now, she's taking a break after frying pupusas for a few lunch customers.
We aren't making any profits. We're just paying the bills. And well, we have no employees except for the family that has to step up to help us out.
Maria and Francisco's three adult children all pitch in with the day-to-day operations at the restaurant. Morena says it's been a struggle, but at least it's better than it was at the beginning of the pandemic.
There were 3 months that we were only doing takeout. March, April, May, and of course that meant that we were making far less than we will have if we were able to open fully.
In June, one of her children went online and applied for a small business loan grant.
They're still telling us that they will let us know, but we have not heard from them. They said that it will take 3 to 6 months, but here we are, still waiting.
Still waiting with their savings already emptied. And even after beginning to open with some restrictions due to COVID-19, Morena says she's uncertain about the future of Las Morenitas.
We open, but if they say there are more cases, then we have to close again. So we are nervously waiting it out.
Yvette Salas with Camino Financial, an online small business lender, says Morena's situation isn't unique. Camino Financial released a survey in October that showed many Latinx-owned businesses struggled to receive government aid. And
because of lack of securing funds, relief funds during the pandemic, a lot of these small businesses had to go into the reserve accounts and had to carry over those losses.
And the survey found many Latinx small business owners were hesitant to reach out to organizations like the Better Business Bureau or a bank.
They're not plugged into the mainstream financing. So a lot of times they don't have a relationship with their bank.
But at another Salvadorian restaurant in Mendota, Antojitos Huanacos, the owner was able to take out a loan. Miguel Urias says he had depleted his savings trying to keep his restaurant going when he saw an ad on TV from the Better Business Bureau offering small business loans.
I was already 3 months late on the restaurant PG&E bill. So at the very least, that helped to pay that off so that I can continue working.
The family has owned the restaurant for 20 years, and Urias says the pandemic has been catastrophic for his business.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I closed the restaurant for 2 weeks. And I was thinking about closing completely because we weren't making anything. We didn't have any money to pay the bills.
He says being able to open at 25% capacity has helped, but now it's down to him and one other employee running the restaurant.
One of the
employees left because she didn't want to work for just 2 hours and run the risk of catching COVID.
And that's another challenge these restaurants face, keeping customers and employees safe from the virus. At Las Morenitas, Morena says they try to follow the CDC guidelines as best they can.
In the kitchen, we wear masks, and the customers are in charge of protecting themselves and others with a mask.
But some customers refuse to wear them, like 52-year-old Juan Ruiz, who's a regular at Las Morenitas. He's sitting at a table drinking a beer while waiting for his food. When he finishes his meal, he won't put on a mask.
For me, that doesn't help at all. At all. As humans, we all have rights.
He says his sister contracted COVID earlier this year, even though she wore a mask. And in spite of the fact that public health experts say masks do reduce the spread of COVID-19, Ruiz thinks the government should suspend their use.
No va a pasar nada.
Nothing is going to happen. As humans, we've ingrained into our minds that if we don't wear the mask, we're going to get the sickness. No.
In addition to asking her customers to follow safe practices, Morena has also created an outdoor sitting area for those who feel safer eating outside. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Mari Bolaños.